farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has announced measures to address the current shortage of chicken meat on the local market. Stay with us for the next few minutes to find out more. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjoui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Hey, this country wants to save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy. So no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them are energy saving champion.
And if all of we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy.
New measures are to be implemented to ease the current chicken shortage. Consumer demand for chicken meat spiked during the Christmas holiday season in 2015, resulting in a temporary shortage as producers struggled to meet demand.
What the current shortage of chicken meat has created are opportunities all around for our chicken farmers and our poultry processors and the industry at large.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kelleher. Notwithstanding, the local poultry industry saw a 17% increase in production in 2015. Jamaica produced just over 112 million kilograms of chicken meat.
Let us recall that in 2003, when the Grow What We Eat and Eat What We Grow campaign was first launched, we only produced some 72 million kilograms, or roughly 90 million kilograms of poultry meat that we consume locally. Currently, except for the recent situation now being addressed, we have had a consistent level of full self-sufficiency of poultry meat.
This is an increase of 55% compared to the 2003 figure. The Agriculture Minister says following consultations with industry partners and stakeholders, the new measures will take effect immediately.
Jamaica Broilers has agreed to place an additional 50,000 chickens per week into production starting this week, which will come into market in another 6 weeks. The Ministry is also consulting with Caribbean Broilers with a view of increasing production to meet a similar target. And the Ministry will also grant import licenses for 4 containers a week for 5 weeks for leg quarters. We'll also monitor demand continually to ensure production levels match demand going forward.
In the meantime, Jamaica Broilers, producers of Best Dressed Chicken, has opened a new hatchery in Cumberland, Portmore, St. Catherine to meet the increased demand for chicken. The company has invested an initial $14 million to establish the facility with a further commitment of $12 million annually.
The launch of this hatchery could not have come at a better time. Given the recent increased demand for more chicken meat, which spiked during the recent holiday period, and led to a temporary glitch in terms of supplying the demands of the public.
The Cumberland hatchery will be able to house 625,000 chicks monthly, 7.5 million chicks annually, and contribute 15% of overall chick production. The company, with support from about 11 contract and independent farmers, will spend some $700 million in the first and second quarters of this year to establish more poultry houses to meet the increased demand.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for ZCV. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from ZCV. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free. A message from the Ministry of Health,
sponsored by NHF.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. The more you chop breadfruit, the more it springs. Translation: the more you chop breadfruit, the more it springs. And this means things grow under the right conditions. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjoui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.